All right, Jonathan, are you ready for our next set of couple testants?
I was born ready, Afira.
From the podcast, Stay F. Homekins. What a title. Beautiful. We have actor Janie Haddad Tompkins and comedian Paul F. Tompkins.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Thank you for having us, which I agree with my wife who said it first.
First of all, as a couple, how is quarantine self-distancing being together all the time going? I notice on your Zoom that you are coming from two different locations. Unusual. Other couples have been beside each other, so you guys have figured something out.
What was figured out was there was an audio problem when we were next to each other.
I feel like every time I'm sitting beside my husband, there's an audio problem.
I don't know about you as a married couple, but a lot of marriage is just yelling, can you repeat that from another room?
Or just, I can't hear you. The faucet's on. I can't hear you. The blah, blah.
A lot of that going on.
Lot.
Well, we were joking around earlier that because everyone is at home, so of course the need for dressing up or any of that normal stuff has kind of gone out the window. It's very easy to impress someone, right? Like just, you know, I showered and my husband was like, you look so pretty. I was like, oh, thanks. Just been a few days.
I am curious how many makeup wearers are going to return to makeup wearing, because I'm cool with just this. This is what men like. They don't put it on and go out the house. It's amazing.
I always wear a light pancake no matter what.
I expect nothing
just to
less.
Smooth it out.
I don't know who I'm going to run into.
So to start things off, we would like to do a little something with you called Fact Bag. Fact
what did you call bag. Me?
It's an insult I've hurled. I don't know how many times.
Jenna's called me that. Bag. Oh, she's called me that so many times. You fact bag.
You're fact nothing bag. More than a big, round fact bag. So usually when we do this at the Bell House on the stage, there is actually a bag that our producers have made, and it's got glitter letters on it. It's very fancy, and within it are facts. So this time it's in a Google Doc.
It's a fact doc.
There's a fact doc. so we don't know the answers to the questions, so we'll just discuss them and see what we think. I just have to mention for one second that I ate ants before we started this by accident. There was a bag of kettle corn that I bought, and at the break, I decided to put a handful of it in my mouth, and then I looked where it was sitting, and it was covered in ants, and then I looked at the bag, and the bag was full of ants.
I can't believe you didn't start with this story, Afira. This is an important piece of information that you just ate ants before we started recording.
As soon as we mentioned fact bag, I then reflected to a recent bag that I had an account
with.
Ant bag.
Ophira, if you had to put a ballpark figure on it, how many ants would you say you ate?
You know what? They're the teeny tiny ants. So I'm going to say like a few families.
A couple
neighborhood's
dozen.
Worth of ants.
Yep. It's good to have your anxiety shifted. You know, that's
I feel like mine has been from that story.
Yeah. All right. Here's your fact. Here's your fact.
Sponsored by Kettle Ants.
Okay. In 1965, astronaut John Young smuggled something into space. What was it?
I feel like it's probably some old-fashioned candy that he really liked. Like it's a Zag Nut or like a Necco wafer.
Right. It's definitely like food. Oh, Necco wafers. Those are the terrible ones. Those are the ones nobody likes.
They didn't know what
likes.
Candy was like in those days. They didn't have good candy. Or you know, gum that tastes like cloves or something like that.
Tea berry.
tea berry. Oh,
I feel like I might accidentally know this.
Really?
Yes.
It's not an accident. That just means you know it.
I've been looking at knowledge all wrong. Did he smuggle souvenirs?
Souvenirs. It's possible. Souvenirs.
There was a guy who smuggled little capsules that he was going to sell later to say they'd been in space.
Oh, like he brought that stuff up to bring back and then profit from.
I was maybe going to say in 1965, he smuggled LSD.
Ooh. You know what? If you need LSD in space, you have a problem.
If there's one place you don't want to have a bad trip, it's in space.
I'm just going to go out here for a second.
Oh, can you imagine? That would be terrible.
All right. Let's find out. I think it's going to come to me via the magic of chat. Okay. Oh. It's a corned beef sandwich.
What?
What? Oh, my goodness.
A corned beef sandwich.
That sounds messy.
It's like, so beyond taking your own food into the movies.
So he didn't plan on smuggling the sandwich into space. A fellow astronaut slipped a two-day-old sandwich to him on the day of the launch, and when he took it out, the sandwich immediately started breaking apart. So
I want to know why the guy handed him a two-day-old sandwich. That seems kind of crazy as well.
It sounds like one of those kind of like, ha-ha-ha, astronaut pranks. Yeah, it was a prank.
As a classic prank, I love it. I love it. You're about to go into space. Quick, take the sandwich!
But you have to take it. It's not fresh, though. It's like
not fresh.
I guess I'm glad to hear that it's a prank rather than the astronaut thinking, well, they're probably not going to have them there, so I have to bring one.
What if I get hungry?
All right. I think we're going to try another one. McDonald's chicken nuggets come in four shapes. What are they called? And there they are. So they have official names, I guess. One looks like a boot. One looks like a bell. This one kind of looks, I can't tell if that's supposed to be a diamond or oval and then circle. Huh. But I guess they have names.
I'm going to say Florida, Pac-Man, Sauron, the Big Biscuit.
Yeah, Sauron, the Chicken McNugget.
The Big Biscuit looks like a tater tot.
Evenly browned.
I would eat these so hard right now.
they do look comforting.
They look so good.
Yeah, man. A little barbecue sauce. Ugh. I'll take it. I mean, it could be these are meant to loosely resemble the standard parts of an actual chicken, right?
Oh.
Could be you get a drumstick and a wing, breast and thigh.
Oh, I thought the circle would be the head.
Right. Head, neck, stomach, and feet.
Well, one of them looks like a diamond.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They could be
right. Like, oh,
my wife has expensive tastes. She says diamonds everywhere.
All right, let's find out. Let's find out. Okay, here we go. Oh, all right. It's boot, bell, bow tie, and ball.
Ball?
Num, num, num.
Why is that so
good? Why wouldn't it be circle? It's not a sphere.
It's not a sphere.
They are specifically engineered that multiple shapes are meant to appeal to kids and optimize dunking.
Yeah, well, that I see.
Yeah. Mm.
Nothing is more dunkable than a ball.
Well done. Well done. That was Fact Bag.